Okay. I'm good. I'm ready. Everybody ready? It's all beautiful. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 43rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KF72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian. Hey, punks.
Hello.
Hello. I just found out I'm a little taken back because you didn't mention our alliance. You always mention the alliance.
Oh, I forgot. Hey, our alliance is the Puzzle Warriors.
Yeah, we changed, so
yeah.
Just ignore that.
Strong start. That's okay. We can rebound.
Wait,
I'm back. All right. I'm back. We're going to put Craig on a leash this episode, and we're going to be okay.
Uh-huh. How was the beach?
It's relaxing.
Okay. Wow. Fantastic endorsement for the beach. All right. All right. Special guest this week. One of our super awesome, super sweet patrons is here with us this week. Jason Jones is in the house. Jason, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing pretty well. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on, and thanks for helping us out with bandwidth and costs and things.
You guys earned it.
Yeah, we'll never hear that again.
I'm going to soak that in for just a minute.
Yeah, but we do appreciate it. I don't know if you got the message on the Patreon. I tried to send it to everybody on there, but I did have to upgrade our bandwidth just this last week due to the last episode. We got a ton of listeners. So,
Good.
Really appreciate that. It helped cover the cost. So.
I hope more people make it rain money on you guys.
Feel free to tell the people at D3 that, because I've been trying to tell them that. All right. So, yeah, tell us about you. How long you been playing this game? What day you on? What you like? What you got?
Well, myself, I'm an IT manager for a corporation here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Go LSU.
Yep. Go LSU Tigers. When I'm not working, I like watching sports, hanging out with my dogs, messing around with Photoshop. And I don't really read comics all that much, but most of my friends do. And so I'm familiar with the comic book world and all that stuff. I've been playing the game for quite a long time, actually, about 2 and 3 months after it initially launched. So I'm on day 891.
Wow.
During which time, much to my wife's dismay, I've only really missed about 3 or 4 total days of playing. We don't have any kids, so free time allows me to do that. So on day 891, and coming up is my Carnage cover, my 14th one, actually. So if I decide to champion him, I can.
Wow.
And once you get up to that high of days, they start to throw in legendary tokens into the resupply on day 899. So combined with the 25 command points that you get every 30 days or so, they'll start pouring in. So it'll really help out.
25 command points?
Yeah, you start getting 25 every 30 days or so, and then they throw in the legendary token on a rotation as well. So
wow. I was excited about the 15 that I got.
Yeah. I remember when the 15 started, and I was very excited about that. But yeah, 25, and it helps out a lot with the rosters.
Yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to. I'm not quite that far along, but Ray and I are up there, aren't we? We're in the 700s somewhere.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you if you knew what day you were on now.
I will when we go to open a token.
Sure. So,
but I don't right now. I know that Ray and I, again, we're pretty close. And I don't know if it's shown up on yours as well, but I have a Silver Surfer cover coming down the pike.
Yeah, that's 7 days, 7:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
2 year mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is that the 2 year anniversary?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I got my 2 year anniversary coming up.
I got to check. I thought I was on 7:23, but I might be a little further. No, I'm on 7:28. So yeah, I'm real close to Silver Surfer. That, that vacation made me catch up to you quite a bit.
I bet.
Man, I feel bad. Today was only 672.
Way to go, Craig.
Youngster.
Yeah.
Kids.
So what's your favorite squad?
So pretty much I stick to some similar teams every time just for efficiency. I mean, any team with Old Man Logan with at least one yellow cover is great, especially against any single bosses like the Civil War event really helped me out. One day you'll get them.
No, never going to happen.
I really was on the Luke Cage Switch Iron Fist train for so long.
Yeah!
Such a deadly combination. I was glad to hear that somebody else out there used that religiously. I used it heavily on Enemy of the State just because Iron Fist and Scarlet Witch were boosted, plus Luke Cage's Protectile and Iron Fist's Attactile are pretty gnarly, so when you're running through those early nodes with the enemy Attactiles and Traptiles, you can really mitigate that damage. So my team that I roll with now is pretty much the same. It's Battery Man, IM-40. You can really bring him anywhere. I know once they changed his powers, he really was just so good when he needed to produce AP, but you didn't want to make any matches if there was trap tiles or strikes or something like that. He has great synergy with anybody that has a good green, blue, and red, which I use Iron Man 40 with Kamala Khan just because her yellow power at 5 covers is so great. And she pairs well with Battery Man since he has a cheap power. So, and to anchor that team is the 4-star Lady Thor. I'm not sure if you guys have her yet, but if you do, she is very worth it. Her red and blue powers are two of the best powers in the game. Her red does a good base damage of about 4,500, but if there's any charge tiles on the board, she does like 750 to 800 damage per charge tile. And that's not boosted, so when she's boosted, you can do 20-25k damage ridiculously. And a fun fact is that all three of her powers actually overwrite trap tiles. So every time you do one of her powers, it can overwrite those hidden trap tiles, especially
right, so
those ninjas.
Caltrops aren't going to hit you.
Correctly. The right. Caltrops, you just watch them float away as you just spam her red or blue power. But
yeah, she's one of the ones that I'm hoping to get a couple more covers for. I have her at 183, and I have a bunch of 4-stars at 183, but man, I'd love to get her up in champion. She is
really, really ridiculous, and she pairs so well with Iron Man 40 and anybody with a good green like Kamala Khan or Beast or Thing or something like that. And I have to say, with this team, everything's coming up Milhouse because I just sit there and just over. They had a team on the Enemy of the State that had Gorgon and Wolverine and a Ninja with 30,000 health, 40,000 health, and I was able to do it with that team pretty easily. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous how. And they even nerfed Lady Thor. She was one of the early 4-stars and she was way too powerful, so they nerfed her, and she's still really good. So I say if you get any covers for her, you know, sell off that Sentry or sell off, you know, somebody that you don't use that often. She's very worth it.
Cool. All right, I got to take a break and derail for 1 second. I got to give a shout-out to our favorite Marine down south and say, yeah, the Pens brought home the championship.
Wow.
Booyah. Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty exciting. I'll give you that.
Oh my God. There was nothing better than Stanley Cup playoffs.
You called it. I gotta say. I do have to say, Craig called it. I said, Craig, why didn't they win game 5? He said, they don't win at home. They only win on the road. They'll win the next game. Sure enough, exciting finish.
Yeah, 4 Stanley Cup championships, all 4 won on the road.
There you go.
It's how we roll in Pittsburgh. We like to show you up in your town. Anyway, hey, back to this game.
Oh, yeah. Are you in an alliance, Jason?
I am.
Are you in our alliance?
I'm not.
Okay. My alliance is brand new, and I only know, a handful of people in it.
Sure.
I know most of the people are listeners, but I have not taken the time to identify who they are.
I was thinking about, I have 2 longtime friends that I'm in my alliance with, and I don't know if you guys have any openings or whatever, but we're pretty happy with ours. It's very laid back. There's no requirements, and there's occasionally people that will make purchases. So there's some CP coming in every once in a while. And, it's pretty laid back. Like I said, I mean, it's non-competitive outside of the boss events. I mean, we'll band together for the Civil War or the other ones, but
right. Ultron Galactus. That's
Ultron and Galactus. Yeah. So
that's
I can't
how
wait.
We patterned this new alliances.
Yeah. I saw that they were recruiting for Longbox, and they looks like they may have raised the requirements to, what was it, like 500 for the PvP and stuff like that for your...
I think so. It's either 400, 450 yeah. or 500.
Yeah, that's 30. A little out of, you know, I can't do that every event. That's kind of out of my league. I stick to PvE mostly, but...
Yeah, I try to get 300 in the PvPs just to get the token, and then I'm out.
Yeah, and that's a good strategy just because if you do 300, then you're very likely to just get that 10 pack at the end of the season if you just stick to that and get the simulator.
Right, so, absolutely. Yep. I was just going to say that if you do just the tokens worth in the PvP and then get 1,000 points in the simulator, it's an easy 10 pack every season.
Yeah,
that's always my goal, just to get a 10 pack, get the simulator prize,
get 10 moonstones in a row.
Absolutely. And I've sold her so many times, she would be so freaking championed, it would be sick, but I can never just keep her. I always need that roster spot for someone
good.
She always goes away.
Someone good?
Yeah, someone good.
I don't know, because, yeah, she's useless to me, but all I know is that when the computer uses her against me, oh, she is deadly.
She somehow comes up with infinite amounts of red and black to just destroy you.
Well, especially when I'm using, Luke Cage and Iron Fist, she constantly just steals my tiles. Over and over and over. Oh, it's infuriating. All right. Get through the boring stuff here.
Okay.
All right.
You know you write this script, right?
Well, yeah. I think we do a sad public service by doing all the boring stuff. Here we go. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Wednesday, Purple Mystique. Thursday, Green Hulk. Friday, Yellow Sam Wilson. Saturday, Red Psylocke. Sunday, Blue Beast. Monday, Purple Bullseye. Tuesday is Yellow Steve Rogers. And Wednesday is Ray's favorite character. You'll get you a red Sentry cover.
No.
You're just not even going to play that one?
I don't have Sentry.
Again?
I never recruited Sentry.
I thought you did.
No, I recruited Ragnarok. I never recruited Sentry.
Ah.
I planned on holding to that.
He's my last person that needs to be champion of the three stars. I will get there one of these days.
Everybody else in the list, though, fantastic.
Anybody there you're especially looking forward to?
No. Again, anybody who I have championed, which is, about half that list. So, but I don't know that any of them are, I don't know what my next championing reward is. So I'm not particularly excited.
You'd like to be surprised.
Yeah. Jason, what's your theory? How many three stars do you like to keep?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have recently championed my last three star to make 40, which was your boy Sentry. So it hurt because I didn't want to, but if you look at Sentry's rewards, I can't remember offhand who he gives, but his four-star reward is something good. Let's see.
I've been told, but I don't recall either.
Yeah, I don't have my champion yet, so I don't know.
It's okay. It's Red Hulk. So, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than getting a Mr. Fantastic or something like that you really don't need, so...
Poor Reed Richards. Sucks in every universe. All right, for your 5-day four-star crash. Of the Titans. All right, so just a few days ago was the aforementioned She-Thor, where I got pummeled into non-existence. Ray, I think you won. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. It was not that hard. The computer decided to give me a lot of blue, so I just hit him, kept him stunned, and eventually I got enough red to fire off, and by that time there were like 16 charge tiles on the board, so the red just obliterated him. So yeah, it was fairly easy. One shot.
Ian, do you have She-Thor?
I do. I have something like 2-2-2.
Okay, that's about where mine is. And I had no chance.
No luck.
Jason?
I
smoked it.
I have her. She's actually my highest level character. I have her at 258. So I have a handful of champion four stars. I've been fortunate to get some lucky pulls. But again, like you said, I was able to just get all the charge tiles on there and just one shot. Who was it? Ragnarok, I think that you?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, he went down like a sack of potatoes.
That's and rightly so, because now does it count the charge tiles that Ragnarok creates as well?
It does. It does.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That was just generous of them.
Yes.
Well, no, now there's a team for you then.
Yeah, yeah, there you
Ragnarok,
go.
You can put Ragnarok in with She-Thor and
Iron Man 40. It's got to be.
Yeah, he's got a green power.
Up his godlike power. Yeah, there we go.
Away all my own health.
Yeah. Booyah.
So, see, Craigie.
I try to pump Ragnarok in there once in a while because I was
going to say, you've got a championed Elektra, so that should help you here in the not too distant future.
I do. I think that's tomorrow. Is Elektra? She is my first champion four star.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks. So that was exciting. And then I opened up a legendary token by accident.
Okay.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, I was just flipping through to, you know, clear all my normal tokens and accidentally clicked on that and it opened up and it was an electric cover. So, so I've actually got her with 15, you know, so I got to level her up, after I championed her. So that was pretty sweet.
Cool.
So that, I should be able to win, she'll be able to win tomorrow's.
Weren't you worried about getting enough ISO for her?
I ended up biting the bullet and sold one of my favorites. I sold off Ms. Marvel.
Ah.
To get enough ISO.
Did you have her at 144?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. That's totally worth it. What's that, 65,000 ISO?
Yeah, it was the only way I could do it.
65,000 ISO, and now you can repeat that process again, get all the CP over again, get all the three-star covers over again if you want them.
Yep. But however, it's been 5 days, not gotten a single Ms. Marvel cover. And I even have a roster slot waiting for her to bring her back.
If only you had stockpiled one-star tokens.
Nope, they get opened immediately.
Just replace her with Moonstone. You'll be there in no time.
It's probably true. But, you know, the one time that I fully covered Moonstone, I had 13 covers on her, and then I quit getting them for like a month. And then I sold her off, started getting them again. So I'm pretty sure the game just likes to taunt me.
It's self-aware. So. Yeah, the system is self-aware. It knows.
I think it is. So, yeah, what do you guys have with Electra? Where are you at?
That's a really good question.
I have her at 147. I was able to do the crash of the Titans last time. And she's at 353, so I could even I can probably I can raise her to 229, but I won't if I don't have to.
So I pulled her up. I have her very close to that. I have her 148 and she is at a 354. So I wouldn't mind championing her either, but again, I'm just waiting for the covers. So hopefully I have a decent chance. I don't remember winning with her last time though. Do we remember who she's against?
I'm not sure. Was it Blade? I don't remember. I can't. Thought it was somebody with strike tiles because that makes use of her, one of her powers. Yeah, it's a double cross.
Yeah, but I imagine it's going to be all about Shadow Step for me. So,
right,
yeah,
that power is so great.
Yeah, I just hate her purple.
Hate it. It's not that bad.
What's the famous quote? There's just somebody out there with a better use for purple.
Oh, don't get Ian going. Good Lord.
Well, today's not Electra Day, so sure, we can you can delve as deeply into that as you want.
But yeah, mine's at 272, so I'm hoping I can win that one.
I would hope.
And then following up on that one, 621 is Ant-Man coming up on that one. So I don't have any idea where my Ant-Man is. I don't think I ever leveled him.
He's actually one of my other champion four stars, so I should be able to do that. Yeah, I have five, and just happens in Wolverine and Invisible Woman, they're, you know, the pioneers of four stars. So
Had them forever.
Had them forever. They give them out at the beginning of the game anyway, during the early resupplies. So, yeah, Thor, Ant-Man, and four-star Captain America, Sam Wilson is my other champion. And,
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I still have not been able to get a red for him, not one.
It's so amazing, especially against bosses. His red is just devastating when you can have all of those protect tiles on there. I mean, I was on Team Captain America for the Civil War, and fighting against Iron Man, if you could one-shot him with 20,000 easy, and just because they boosted him as well. They boosted Sam Wilson, Captain America, 4-star, so
right.
He was doing ridiculous damage. I can't say I use him every day, as there's Lady Thor sitting there with a better red and a better blue, but... he's pretty good in situationally, definitely.
But as far as Ant-Man goes, he's one of my four stars waiting to get covers. I have him at level 183 at a 523. So if I can get some purple, I can probably pull it off.
What? You said you had it maxed out.
No. Not maxed out. I have him at 523. He's on deck waiting to get another cover.
Well, yeah, but you don't want purple.
No. I mean, wow. Okay, let's go back. So I have him at 523. So in the match, if I can get purple AP, there we go.
You were like, it's not like you said I want another purple cover, and I'm like, why do you want another purple cover?
I want to make purple AP during the match because that's the only way that I can get him to win.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, mine's unexciting. In unexciting Ian news, Electra is 112. So I won't participate. And Ant-Man is 0-2-1, so I won't participate.
Mine's a 3-2-3, but he's only level 106. So I don't know how much luck I'll have there.
You gotta want it.
Well, I've also got I've got all the health packs recently. I think I'm up to 22 health packs, and that's not because I've stopped using them. The Daily Deadpool's giving me nothing but, so I'll have those to do these Crash of the Titan fights.
There you go, guys. All right, storyline events. Enemy of State finishing up. We'll talk more about how that's been going in segment two. The next one coming up will be The Hunt.
Which again?
Because it's going to give you, lucky for you punks, the Moon Knight will be making his appearance.
Right. I feel like there used to be a lot more story events, and now they've just been cycling through Enemy of the Estate, Rocket and Groot, and The Hunt over and over again. Am I confused?
Once in a while, they give us that one where you go to fight Heart of Darkness. You get that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that one. That was a nice one. I like that one.
Yeah.
And then Venom Bomb with all of
Venom Bomb.
Yeah, Venom Bomb was fun. That just happened. Yeah. I guess I was...
They could bring back the Howard the Duck one, and you could go say Aunt May again.
That would be great. I would. Yeah. That was a good storyline. I'm never going to see it again, but it was good. Maybe they just tested The Hunt in this PvE testing, so maybe I feel like I've seen it recently along with Enemy of the State, because that's where they started the PvE testing.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what's next. Moon Knight will be the prize. We'll talk about him later. PvP events. Smash Hit wrapped up. 800 points got you a Black Hulk, 1,000 for a Purple, X-Force, Deadpool. As always, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot was a red.
We're going to say Drax.
Drax.
You don't know how to type.
I can't type. I'm like, red draw? What's a red draw? Red Drax and 200 through 100 were switch covers, which moved you over into red shift. 800 for a green switch, 1,000 for blue Drax, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is our girl Elektra. And then 2 through 100 are Punisher covers. And then coming up next week will be the Moonrise PvP following The Hunt. I'm assuming when it's finished. So you can earn your Moon Knight and then play him in his PvP. So, Enemy of the State, what'd you think? Like it,
fine.
Lump it, hate it, love it?
So, I mean, I predicted what happened. You just go back and listen. I predicted what was going to happen. Our old alliance, the Longbox Heroes, we still, you know, keep track of what's going on in there. And sure enough, what did I say? People like Brian are going to max out, get all the points, and be tied for first place. Sure enough, that's exactly what happened. There are a ton of people. I think he finished his last node, got all the points, and was in 55th place, tied for first. So you get to this point where it's just a plateau and nobody can do anything. It's a race to the top.
And in the forums, they even said, well, we knew there was going to be ties, and they didn't really give any alternative to what they were going to do about it, but they just kind of came out and said, well, we knew that was going to happen.
Right. So Hi-Fi did put out a post, and it's got a message from Anthony at Demiurge. Says, we set up this run of Enemy State so there was a finite number of points, meaning there's an absolute top score and multiple players can hit it. When looking at previous runs of events with the new mission difficulty, we did not think there would be as many ties, as almost no one played all the missions until they were all drained out of points. Once the event is finished, we will look at how many ties there are and how well people performed. So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this format, to be honest with you.
Well, so I'm curious why, though, because for people like you and me, that I know we like to play.
Oh, yeah, I can't play them all. Yeah.
Right. I can't possibly do all of them. And it does give me the freedom to play whenever I want.
Yeah.
So I'm still a big fan of that.
I like that. However, I don't like the fact that I got to play some missions 15 times to get that command point.
That's true. I was about to say that.
That was killing me.
Sure. That's a bit of a slog. But otherwise, I love this format. I think that is, I feel like the game is, if it hadn't already, is slightly shifting so that, you know, where the casual players can really, you know, get lost in PvE and PvP can, you know, it's not exclusive to, you know, power players, but that's where they can, you know, continue to excel.
I think that I tend to agree with you. I think that is kind of where they're going. But like you said, man, trying to get through, especially the ones that are waves. And the first time you play the wave, you get, you know, 4 rewards or whatever. But by the time you're playing it 11 times to get that CP, oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a slow, long grind, this event. But man, lots of ISO out there. Boy, I've been not swimming in ISO, but I'm really liking how much I've been getting. I like the changes they've made. Unfortunately, you know, again, like I said, I'm not one of those players. I'm not stuck in a 60 way tie for first, which would bum me out. But, you know, I guess there's still the progression rewards to look forward to.
Yeah, like I said, I like being able to play any time, but just having to play so many times to get the command point or the two star token, the hero token.
Right.
It's just brutal.
But then again, so here's another thing. If I have a team that is doing really good and I put them in a fight and they defeat it and didn't really get hurt, I like being able to go, okay, do it again, do it again.
Same.
And not have to spend any health packs.
Right.
Not have to change anything up. I don't know. There's good and bad to it. They're getting closer.
I agree. I'm really into it. I think they were really doing well with the rocket and group test. I think this one is, you know, also good. I can, you know, again, but that's only for me. I can obviously comprehend the flaws. I'm not a dullard. I just don't care about people who aren't me.
So Jason, are you one of the people who are going to get all the rewards there? You've got quite a decent roster.
Once I got the 25 CP, I got that this morning, actually, and I was relieved just so I don't have to play these level 350 waves anymore.
Right.
That got pretty brutal. Just, I can see how if you didn't have somebody that can tear through all those waves, that you would just be spending all your time waiting for your characters to heal. So, and with all those ninjas that have all those trap tiles, it's just pretty frustrating. I can see how it would be better maybe on other events where there's not these trap tiles, but the freedom to play whenever you want is pretty good. Just like I said, I don't always have time to play on that 8-hour interval.
I think that's the best improvement we've seen with the PvE tests. I mean, just for your casual player, which, by the way, I think is most of our alliance. So,
right.
I've enjoyed it very much. I think they're definitely headed in the right direction if they haven't come close to finish the finish line already.
Right. In the one I'm in right now, the top mission, you know, the last mission in the thing, the first round has the ninjas who put out the, you know, what is it, strength of many or whatever it is. If you can't get rid of those, you're absolutely hosed. Like those things are doing like, you know, 5,000 points of damage. And they put out a pile of them.
Yep. Strength in numbers is tough.
Holy smokes. That's been wrecking me.
But fortunately, as we discussed earlier, Scarlet Witch and Iron Fist are both boosted for this event. So, you know, those two alone have the power to kind of blow through those people as quickly as possible with a nice, what, 5 cost to do Iron Fist to the Kunlun.
Yeah, if you get a good rhythm going with that Luke Cage and Scarlet Witch and Iron Fist team, you can really just take any team.
Yeah.
I mean, once you have little 20 or more pink, I'm sorry, not pink.
Purple.
Got it. Purple. Sorry, I was a typo. So once you get 20 or more, you can pretty much just finish it off.
Yeah, you can just punch your way through four people in a row.
Pretty silly how cheap that Iron Fist pink is and how
purple.
Oh, dang it. Sorry. Purple is. So.
Man.
I know. I've had this discussion with my two friends at play, and we're split on that, on Team Pink, Team Purple. So maybe we're just colorblind. I don't know.
Deadpool tells you it's purple. He says, match the purple ones. I like the purple ones.
That's true.
And the battle continues.
Okay. Right.
Get that reference. I dare you. All right.
No dice.
You want
Tell us about everybody's favorite crescent dagger throwing.
All right. So if you're a guy who likes to worship the crappy Egyptian god of baking, here you go. It's Moon Knight and his croissant throwing darts. Here's what we got as pieced together on Marvel Puzzle Quest, Moon Knight, Marvel.com.
20 years and you're still so comically negative. And I'm still surprised by it some days.
But it's Moon Knight. Like, I was surprised when I was a kid that this guy had a comic, and yet...
Nope, he's cool looking. All right, tell me more.
Okay.
How I'm going to dominate the game with him and the new Kate Bishop.
Well, I don't know how much you can dominate with her, but...
She's awesome.
She was okay.
She was awesome.
All right.
And her animations were awesome.
Well, her animations were awesome, but, you know, you should have been here last week. We talked about her. We're all done with her now.
Okay.
You got to wait till she comes up on the character of the week, of the 25 week. Weeks from now.
Okay.
So Moon Knight has apparently multiple personalities. I don't know. I never read Moon Knight. Does anyone want to confirm this? People, you two who've read Moon Knight?
Yes. Yes, he has four personalities. So does his god, Khonshu. There's four aspects of the god. Mark Spector died, what was it, under the idol of Khonshu, and Khonshu brought him back to life.
To be a pig.
No.
Okay.
And that's where he gets his power from.
Okay. All right, so...
You don't have to be so negative.
Right, I don't think he's not involved in baking in any way.
Well, then why is he always throwing croissants at me?
He's never throwing croissants. He is throwing crescent knives.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You're right, they're the same word.
They are, to me.
Speaking of dullards.
My hope is that he's better in this game than he is as a comic book character. He's just never enthused.
You never read the comic, you just said that.
I haven't, because he never enthused me. I looked at it, went,
why are you entitled
why do I
to
want
opinions?
This?
Seriously. There are starving children in Biafra that would love those opinions. And here you are wasting yours.
Anywho. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? His first ability is called the Fist of Khonshu. It costs 9 black. At level 1, does 1,269 damage and creates black strength tiles. In a weird twist, if the enemy is killed by that attack, he heals himself instead of creating the strength tiles. So that's a cool mechanic. I like that.
That is interesting.
I do too.
If you can take out a thug or something, you get to heal yourself.
How much healing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's not that detailed. Not that laid out yet.
Okay.
His second power is a passive called Lunacy. This is where it's going to get complicated. All right. At the beginning of each round, one of his apparently multiple personalities kicks in, and he becomes one of three variations. Mr. Knight, as Mr. Knight, he meticulously dismantles his opponents, creating a strike tile whenever you match green. Or he can become Mark Spector, in which case he deals extra damage if you match purple. Or... he gets, inhabited by Khonshu, and, he makes attack tiles when you match black. So each round you're gonna have to watch and see what flavor of him you are to know what color you want to match to make the most happen.
How do you know?
Doesn't say. I'm assuming something will come up on the screen and tell you.
Interesting.
I'm assuming it's going to really slow down gameplay. That's what, you know, cause it's gonna have to keep telling me every turn that something happened.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be something that'll just be on screen and you'll be able to tell.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I would hope that they wouldn't slow down gameplay more. That I would be disappointed in that. But
yeah, the pictures that they posted don't really
I don't
show you a whole lot.
But
his animation looks cool.
Yeah.
His drawing looks cool.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I would say that I love the fact that they work the multiple personalities into the game. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the new mechanic. And I know we're not allowed to flash back to the episode that I missed, but I'm going to anyway. Because while I was on vacation, I played a lot of Venom Bomb on the account that I have on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. When it's Carnage and two of the guard dog symbiotes.
Oh,
it's like 15 minutes per turn.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal.
Holy smokes. I was an old man every time I got another turn. Like, older than I already am. It was sad. Sad times.
Yeah, because they put in a delay in between.
Yep.
In those powers.
Yep.
And then it's all stack, and you're just like, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
That was long, long waits. Yeah, I really like this. I'm optimistic about Lunacy.
All right, his last power is Croissants of Doom. Moon Silver Blades, 12 green. He fires a handful of razor-sharp croissants at his enemies, combining deadly precision with wild abandon, dealing 1,667 damage at level 1, but to a random enemy, which is an interesting side effect.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why that is. He's actually very accurate with those.
I would think so. I mean, I don't think he just hurls them out there and hopes for the best, but I don't know. So, at from what it sounds like, is they're looking for him to be a... You know, purely offensive character, and just, you know, to start dealing damage. So what does that make him? What is it? Green, black, and then what was the passive?
It was varied. Oh, I don't know what. Yeah, I thought you told us four different the matches that you make.
The matches are different. I'm just curious as to what, you know, what color slot. Purple. So he is black, purple, green.
Okay.
So that's, I'd like to try him. It sounds like it's going to be interesting and fun.
That's not a bad selection of colors. That sounds like Bullseye.
Yeah, green, black, purple. We've got Blade, Bullseye, Iron Fist, and Loki.
Blade is red.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Huh. Hey, my sheet is wrong. I'll have to correct that. Good to know.
So, I don't know. You know, he makes tiles. He does a little bit of weirdness. He can... it doesn't say if that's true healing that he can do or burst of healing.
Right.
So that will be a big difference. If it's true healing, that makes that really valuable, as opposed to burst of healing.
Right. Guess we'll find out at the end of the hunt.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the PvP when I get used to the free
PvP afterwards also, yes.
Yeah, so I know he looks interesting. Also announced in that same article is slightly more details about the VIP mode that they ran that questionnaire on
about, right,
a few weeks ago. So that'll be going live on June 20th with the R103 update, which we'll talk about here shortly. They decided on making it $9.99 per 28-day calendar cycle. You will receive an additional daily reward every day, and if you miss a day, you don't miss any rewards. You will always get all 28 days worth of rewards. And as a weird side effect, your heroes will regenerate 25% faster than people who are not VIPs.
Oh, great.
So you'll heal up a little bit quicker.
Right. Plus you'll get a bonus daily reward.
Right.
Sort of.
Which will have legendary and heroic tokens, ISO, command points, and hero points. And what flavors or what mix, yet to be seen. But that's kind of where they're going with VIP.
Yeah, that sounds worth it. I'd treat myself to that once in a while.
My only question about that is the way it's worded. It's not a subscription kind of thing, right? It's something you can just opt into 1 month and then not the next?
I believe so. It says, what happens when your VIP expires? It says, the day after your VIP status expires, you'll be given an option to renew and become a VIP again.
Okay.
Once you renew, you gain all the benefits of being a VIP, and the 28 bonus rewards start over. So It sounds like 1 month you can turn it on, and 1 month you can turn it off.
That's fair enough.
Just don't tell my wife, because she'll buy herself a pile of $10 iTunes gift cards.
Right.
To be giving away as presents for Christmas. Forget to give them away as presents for Christmas.
And be a year-long VIP.
And she'll probably be a year-long VIP.
I'm pro that.
I'm interested in seeing the full list of rewards and all that. It could be worth it if they give a lot of CP in there. The sweet, sweet command points. Sounds like a pretty good deal, $9.99 for everyone.
I was hoping they were going to go for $4.99, which was one of the survey options.
It was? Oh, I saw 10 and 15. I didn't see 5.
Yeah, I think there was a 5 one. There was multiple surveys.
Right.
But
interesting. Yeah, and their graphic, the only graphic that they put out doesn't show how many command points you would be getting.
Yeah, it's cut off.
If it's any more than 5, I mean, that's pretty good. Just people spend $100 on a Stark salary and you only get 7
right.
Command points, so... I mean, if you have patience and you can spend $10, then you'll get paid. So,
right. What I'm curious about is, what that mix is going to be, because, you know, it says, you know, I'm assuming you're going to get one legendary token a month, you know, and it says 100 hero points. So is that once I'm going to get 100 hero points, and once I'm going to get 1,000 ISO, and once I'm going to get a heroic token, and once I'm going to get command points, you know, so that leaves me, what is that? That's 5 things that are on the graphic. So what am I getting the other 23 days, you know?
Critical boosts.
500. Well, I'm hoping it's at least 500 ISO or something. If it's critical boost, everyone will lose their mind.
Yeah.
Good Lord, critical boost. I think they should bring back some of the weird retired boosts and throw them back in MVP. Like the ones that, you know, the extra damage to mutants and all those.
I actually still have a lot of those.
You still have those? Nice.
I just never used them. So I still have, you know, the ones that do to damage to mutants and damage to X-Men,
right,
and stuff like that. I never used them.
Wow, those are like collector's items now.
Yeah, I wish I could turn them in for command points. That would be very nice. But I guess I wonder if they even stack with the new boosts. I don't know. That would be nice if they did. But I mean, they probably still work. I guess I just never used them.
I would assume it's the code's probably still in there for them to work. You just can't get new ones. I don't know. All right, it's time for guessing times. So since you guys correctly predicted Moon Knight, patch 103. Are you ready for the clue? It's super detailed, this one.
No.
All it says is a hero reimagined. That's it.
Yeah. I got nothing. I mean, literally every heroic four star that they've released to this point would be that, you know, little kid Jean, little kid Iceman, new Hawkeye. I mean, every one of them is a hero reimagined. If you're taking it at face value, it could have some sort of hidden meaning in the text that I'm not picking up on, but I don't even have a good guess. I will simply say a hero reimagined, Black Bolt confirmed.
It's gotta be Dazzler. This is,
how is she reimagined?
Cause this is the kick butt Dazzler of the 2010.
The vengeance filled Dazzler.
Not the 1970s Dazzler, the happy go lucky disco Dazzler. This is a mean, mean, angry millennial Dazzler. She's sick of Taylor Swift and she's taking her on.
That can't be. No one's sick of Taylor Swift.
That's true.
She is an American treasure.
She is an American treasure.
So I don't know. I'm trying to think back to maybe there is a hero reimagined is something of a reference to the comic where a character was reimagined and redone with different powers or something.
Right.
I'm not sure it's that deep. I think I'm trying to go too far.
Right.
Wasn't there some rumors that they were going to revamp four-star Wolverine, and I guess that never really happened?
Yeah, that was a rumor. I'm hoping they'll fix Cho or something.
That would be great.
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess we will wait and see, but I've got no ideas.
What steps have they taken to patch Colossus's fastball special in this patch 103?
I don't know. I think they have it fixed now.
Okay.
You guys noticed they have a new section on the forums that has kind of like a hot fix list, and it's updated almost every other day or every day, and it's under the MPQ R102, and it has a hot fix list for June 9th, 10th, 14th, and 15th, and it does actually mention Colossus on there for a fix that went out today.
Yes.
Fixed a bug with the countdown tile created from Colossus's power and movable object, so that it would have the proper description. So,
oh man.
Well, at least it wasn't fastball special,
right? So, is there anything more to this patch that you know?
Yeah, what we got is they fixed some sound effects. Apparently, there was some missing sound effects when you picked a cover in the vault, when you joined an alliance to share team ups button, or selected a cover in the Champion Award screen. I always played the sound off, so didn't notice.
Right.
Locked friendly trap tiles now display locked descriptions instead of trap descriptions. All right. Character affiliations can now be seen when viewing character biographies of unrecruited characters. Fixed a bug where new Iron Man's house party protocol drones would activate when any teammate took damage. Well, that'd make it more useful. Standardized the behavior of locked and fortified tiles across all abilities. So all powers can now target locked and fortified tiles. All locked and fortified tiles are counted for abilities to count how many tiles of a specific color are on the board. So that's a nice fix.
Sure.
That's it. So yeah, nobody being airborne.
Okay.
Nobody being invisible.
Play on iOS.
Yes.
Android.
So here is one that I want you guys to investigate that I've noticed recently. I don't really call it a bug because it has genuinely no effect on the gameplay. But when I finish a fight with Gray Suit's sniper rifle, it will flash the victory banner first, then activate the power, then cascade the tiles, then eliminate the other team.
Correct.
And that is happening with yours as well?
Yes, and it's not just her. I'm trying to remember. There's another character that I just used earlier today that I think it was it was Rage of the Panther. I hit Rage of the Panther and it went, victory! Oh, by the way, that does damage and they're all dead.
Okay, so there's some AoE abilities in the iOS that resolve in that way.
Yeah, they're a little bit out of sync there.
Okay.
I'd like for them to fix this thing with the waves where it constantly tells me that, you know, wave one is starting over.
Yeah. I did notice that, too.
That's kind of annoying.
When you get to wave two, it says you're on wave one.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care for that as well.
Yeah, that's actually a little bit more prevalent than the... I mean, the fact that the victory flashes first, it's the same result, so...
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right, but sometimes I get confused about, wait, which wave am I on?
Right,
I agree.
I'm always confused about which wave I'm on.
Correct. Yours is definitely more significant, and I would see that fixed before I even considered anybody looking at the victory banner one.
Right.
Speaking of which, just today during the big enchilada, I was saving up my big AoE powers for the last round, not realizing that I was on the last round.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Worried about surviving, and it just finished. I'm like, oh, man.
I do that often.
Yeah, I've been there.
Thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah, so that's patch 103. So that brings us to mailbox time, Raymond.
Sure. So we had a lot of discussion, a lot of comments about the fact that we put out two episodes this last week. We actually put out one episode, two different versions, one that was cut down to about an hour, and one that was had an additional 35 minutes of Craig and Leonard talking about whatever they wanted to talk about. And I think a lot of people who listened to the long one liked it. So here's some information. The shorter one did get more listens. I think if you were if you're doing an RSS feed or just grabbing it from the webpage, you may not have noticed that there were two episodes. Well, not two episodes, but two different
versions
downloads
of the same episode.
Right.
Yes.
In any case, it is not my intention to do that every time. It just so happens that, man, Craig and Leonard can talk. So. I tried to get it down to an hour for the people who wanted just the Marvel Puzzle Quest stuff, and then I just left the rest in for the longer version. But we probably won't be doing that a whole lot. But I'm not going to be, you know, hyper scissory in the edit room. I'm going to leave a lot of stuff in because that seems to be what people like. So
somewhat, but I agree with you. We're definitely not going to do the two versions every week. That's outrageous. I leave for 1 week and it's just anarchy. And now I'm back, and it's Purge night. So everybody, lock your doors and batten down the hatches. There's no more of that nonsense. But I definitely do like that. You know, people are getting a more behind the scenes look every now and again.
Sure.
As to what goes on here.
It's like when you're watching SNL and they come back from commercial and to show you them setting up the scene.
Sure.
And then it immediately goes back to commercial again.
Leonard was a good guest host, so you know. He's a good fill-in. I highly enjoy his voice. I don't know if you guys hear this or not, but it sounds like Leonard's voice to me sounds like Patton Oswalt doing a Richard Dreyfuss impression.
That's awesome.
I think it's great.
That is awesome.
That's incredibly specific and accurate. Oh, my goodness.
I hope he doesn't take offense to that. But
I don't know how you could.
Oh, we'll have to tell him that. That's hilarious.
Wow.
I don't think we'll have to tell him. We'll just leave that in.
Well, that's true. Just leave it in. He'll that'll be one of his bulleted points that he likes to put up. I swear, 8 seconds after Ray posts the episode, somehow he's already listened to it for an hour and has comments on it. I just don't know how the time warp works where he lives, but.
Yeah, but no, he is a great addition. He is a seasoned podcaster, and he is really enthusiastic and knowledgeable about the game. So it's always a...
I think he was on four or five podcasts that week, because he did his two, ours, and then he did a couple wrestling ones as well, I believe.
Oh,
so he was right. Well-traveled last week.
So as far as the longer episode, we do have a couple people who, they didn't complain, but they said, well, I'll just give you the example. Brian... Mad Salad on the D3 forums posted that he listens in his car ride, and the derailing was so bad that as he was getting out of his car, you had just said what the date was that we were covering. Yeah, it was pretty long. But in any case, he also said that he's only on two podcasts, Craig. Two. He's always available for another spot.
Yeah, but he records Prime Defective, we're recording this show.
I know, but I had to mention that because Steam Palm also mentioned that he is staunchly opposed to Leonard being the only returning guest.
Well, I think that was more than Steam Palm said he would like to return. I think it's what that was actually saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like that negativity from Brian. Green is a good color on him.
I'll totally have you back on someday, Brian.
So, no dice.
Although I've still not have been allowed to come on to Prodigal Sons yet and curse. It's been my dream for a year and it hasn't happened.
Your dreams are too big. That's the big time, baby. Prodigal Sons.
The next time Adam has, you know, a kidney eruption or whatever happens, call this guy.
All right. We'll pull you in for an upcoming show.
All right.
Are we good? Can I continue?
Sure, yeah, Ray. Talk about Puzzle Quest already.
Seriously, tell me about the show that I missed. Man. I'm dying to know.
So we had some comments on the D3 forums because they are so positive over there. Sorry. There's a lot of, maybe not negative, but critical stuff. But in any case, there were a few that I thought were important. They all were saying roughly the same thing, that they did like the podcast, but they are at a higher level. They are at a, you know, much further along in their roster. So they were hoping for some more guests that had some four or five star kind of information. So, hey, I think Jason fits in there. And, you know, our Brian does as well. So, you know, it is something that we try and keep in mind. But the one other comment was that, you know, every now and then it might be good to have a newbie on, somebody who's like doing the 2 to 3 star, just getting started, just as an interesting side thing. So, you know, good suggestions. We'll definitely keep it in mind of, you know, changing up the guests based on getting some different information out there.
Right. We have a bunch of new members in our alliance. We can reach out to some of them, perhaps. Who knows where they are? I still don't know who they are.
Well, we know some of them.
I do.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the majority of them. I do know a number of them. Yes.
All I know is that apparently we could probably get Euronymous on, and we could talk to him for hours at a time because he is one of the people who really, really wants a much longer podcast.
Yes, he does. So, Jordan from Jersey, real quick, he said that Sue Storm is actually a really good character. You may not think so because you've been reading the wrong comics. He's not being sarcastic. He suggests reading the Hickman run. So if you're interested, there was a discussion about Sue Storm and how she wasn't really that strong. Jordan disagrees, and there you go. If you want to read the Hickman run of comics, you can get a look at a powerful Sue Storm. I just thought that was interesting. Some comic book talk.
Speaking, are you allowed to do that on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of comic books, though, I also went out and Leonard told us about the new run on Moon Knight. There are 17, I think, out there, new books, and I read a whole bunch of them, and I forgot just how violent Moon Knight is. He is an extremely violent person. So, if you're looking for a comic full of broken bones and blood, there you go. Back to the listener comments. This interested me. A comment from a user named Jeff Jeffy Jeff.
Wow. Like he was made for this show.
Yeah. I think he was. Literally. He wanted to argue that Electra's Purple is great. It's one of the best tile stealers in the game. And you give them some tiles, but they're rubbish 13 strength tiles, and the ones that you take over are much more powerful. And he suggests getting her championed with all the ISO as quickly as possible.
Well, I'm going to have to throw my support behind that comment purely for his use of the word rubbish.
I don't know. Like I said, I championed her. We'll see how it goes.
Rather, Fry Greg mentioned some things about the enemy of the state. And I did want to mention him specifically because he had some good things, but I think we've already covered most of it. Tons of ISO, the grind in order to get some of the rewards. So I think we've already covered most of it, but I did have him specified out because he had some good information. And Estlor from our webpage had some suggestions on leveling up your 4 stars because you don't want to waste the ISO on those 3 stars. So I was talking about championing the last of my 3 stars first, and his suggestion was champion any of your 4 stars that involve like Iceman, Red Hulk, Teen Gene, Hulkbuster, Cyclops. I'm really surprised Cyclops made that list, but other than that, I do agree with him. He was basically suggesting, yeah, leave off those 3 stars. They're just not as worth it as you might think they are.
Yeah, I just like to have a complete set.
Sure.
Yeah, you're a collector.
He mentioned that made it totally reasonable. He said, unless you need to catch them all, then, you know, it can be perceived as wasteful.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to use most of them, but right. I just feel the need to have all the collection.
I gotcha. I right. support that.
And one of our previous guests, Dave, FAHQ1977, had a very similar comment. So just wanted to throw that out there. If you're a collector, great. If not, it might be more useful for you to get those four stars up. Well, and I definitely agree with that if they're covered. My problem is I can't get them fully covered.
Yeah.
I've got a couple that, like I said, the Captain Falcon at a 5-4-0. This is really irritating.
Yeah, with no dive bomb, that really stinks.
And a couple of the picky people that I'm not going to say who they were pointed out that the Daily Deadpool is only available for 23 hours, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Not 24 hours.
Close enough.
Just being clear. I wanted to make sure we recognize and...
All right, so from 5:45 to 6 a.m., I can't play Deadpool Daily. Got it.
And that is what I have.
It's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
Hey.
Feature character of the week.
It is. This week, it's brought to you by Yah Crone's Totems. Hey, your normal scarecrow letting you down? Upgrade to a Yah Crone's Totem. Crones be scary.
That's true. If you are or ever have been menaced by a crone constantly trying to get you to, I don't know, eat a poison apple, make you alarmingly skinny, foretell the downfall of House Lannister. Whatever problem they are giving you, try your crone totems. They keep them away.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ian, what we got this week?
Oh, my goodness. We have...
Mutton chops.
Let's see who has emerged from your confusing and cryptic clue from last week that Leonard seemed to approve of, yet left me befuddled until I had to just plain ask.
It's Elvis. Marvel's Elvis. Logan himself. X-Force Wolverine.
That didn't help. I'm genuinely lost by your clue, but maybe we can talk about it some other time.
Because Logan always wears giant mutton chops?
But not X-Force Wolverine. He's clearly got a mask on where you can't see any facial
hair. He's still got mutton chops under there.
How do you know?
Because he doesn't shave them off.
He's got a mask on.
Mutton chops.
We're only X-Force. You can only reference X-Force. You can't reference other pictures of Wolverine. I can't come in here and say, featured character of the week is fishnets. You know, gray suit Black Widow. You're the worst.
45 years this character's had mutton chops. Mutton chops.
Maybe he shaved that day. You don't know. He was wearing a mask. Could have been early in the morning. He could have been bored not being able to play his Deadpool Daily from 5:45 till 6 a.m. Shaved a little bit. Then maybe they grew back in later in the day. I couldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they probably grow back in like 2 minutes.
Instantly.
Right? He shaves them off. Bam. Mutton chops. He can't get rid of them. He's stuck with them forever.
So, Jason, is X-Force Wolverine the original four-star or is that Sue Storm?
I believe that Sue wanted him first, but... He was very close after.
At the very least, a close second. X-Force Wolverine. Let's talk about him. He has powers that are green, black, and yellow. His green ability is called X-Force. It costs 8 green AP. Wolverine slashes a little X into the screen and deals you some damage. At level 1, he deals you 137 damage, destroys 5 tiles in the shape of a 3x3 X pattern. It does not generate AP. At level 2, he does a little more damage. At level 3, he draws a bigger X. At level 4, he deals a little more damage. And at level 5, he deals a little more damage and draws yet a bigger X. So at the maximum level, he is dealing 1,355 damage and destroying 15 tiles. Surgical Strike. It costs 11 black AP. Wolverine destroys every tile in the enemy's strongest color, dealing damage per tile and not generating AP. He starts out by dealing 55 per enemy tile, then 96, then 138, then 225, then 394. At his maximum level, he is dealing 781 damage per tile. It will tell you in the ability what the enemy's strongest tile is, so that way you can approximate how much damage you are going to do and how many tiles you are going to blow up.
Yeah, it was super nice when they added that change.
Yes. Yes, they do have that now so that you know in advance. And plus, you know, it seems to be, you know, so you can, if it's something you need to particularly target. And lastly, and not leastly, recovery. Yellow, 9 AP. Wolverine heals. He places a 3-turn yellow countdown tile and heals 1,187 damage if it goes off. If it does not go off, he destroys 6 random tiles and deals 55 damage per tile. Again, not generating AP. At level 2, he heals more and does more damage. Heals more, does more damage. Heals more, does more damage. Heals more and destroys more tiles suddenly. So, up to 9 tiles. So now, at his maximum level, he is healing for 9,893. So just south of 10,000 hit points. Or he is destroying 9 tiles and doing 400 damage per tile. So it sounds like a win-win. I don't know my way around X-Force the way Jason and Ray do. So I am, going to defer to them. But in my inexperienced world and in my theoretical world, I've got a, Black sounds indispensable. And I think heals are underutilized, so I'm going to go yellow. I'm going to go 355 on this guy. Someone tell me otherwise.
For me, it took me so long to get his last cover to champion him. So Surgical Strike was only at 2 for so long, so he wasn't very useful to me until I finally got that last cover and was able to champion him. But that black is ruthless.
Yes, it is. So what do you have him at now?
553, but I usually have him at 5 yellow covers. I just changed him for some reason. I needed a green for something. But 5 yellow is good because he does, so much health regen. So
Right. But so here's what I have. I have been running him at 454 for quite a little while. So here's the thing. The jump at the Green X-Force, the jump from level 3 to level 4 is pretty significant. You go from 361 damage to 1,000 damage.
Wow.
And the jump from the healing from 4 to 5, to me, isn't really worth it. If I need 9,000 healing instead of 6,000 healing, I'm really bad off. Normally, the 6,000 healing is enough for me. And the damage.
But then again, what I would make an argument for the extra 1,200 damage that you're going to get from destroying 9 tiles as opposed to 6 tiles for the yellow. If your thing gets matched away.
True, that is very true. But I tend to use his yellow for actual healing.
Sure.
Now and then, it's useful for the damage. I mean, black is no question. Black is a 5. I could argue for a while I ran him as 355. For a little while, I ran him as 553, and I just did not like that. It just wasn't strong enough. So I would say 454 or 355.
I like the 454 idea. I actually just changed mine to that, and I might try that for a while. That's a good idea.
That's not bad, especially with the green. You're right. The jump from 3 to 4 in green is significant. From 4 to 5 in green is not. Doesn't seem that big of a deal to me.
Right.
He used to be so much better when he's been revamped at least twice.
Right.
And right.
His green used to do like 3,500 damage or something like that. It was something silly. So they've tweaked him a few times to where his green is not very useful anymore.
Oh, and that's the other thing. When you have his green at level 5, it actually destroys 3 small X shapes, and the computer picks where those are, and sometimes they overlap. So you don't actually get all 15 tiles, or at least that's the way it seems to me. It always seems to cluster those 3 X's. So it's not like a full board shuffle. I don't know.
Right.
I was never happy with it.
Yeah, I like the 454. That's a good plan. I'm going to try that out for a while.
I'm not saying it's the best. That's
No, it looks reasonable. And you made a strong case for it. We'll see how that shuffles out. And if anybody wants to tell us differently, Ray will read your comment next week.
Yeah, mine's at 323. That's all the cover I've ever gotten. So,
yeah, for me, he was the first 4-star that I was able to get a ton of covers for. So,
right.
When I started, it looked like everybody had Invisible Woman. Everybody that I was going up against was, and I could never get her. But I got him. So I think I started right as he came out, right around that time period.
It's very possible. I was going to say, I don't think I have him at anything of note. I can't even find him on my roster at the moment, but...
Oh, I'm pretty sure you had him.
I do. I absolutely have him. I'm just not seeing him. I don't know if I've never raised him above 70 or if I have him at an odd amount where he's just not showing up. There he is. He's at a 2-4-1. Well, so he is moving. moving in the right direction for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, at least you got the four in there.
Yeah.
That's very important. I mean, yeah. Like I said, I had him at 5-2-5 for so long and just couldn't really use him just because that if you don't have his black, it just barely does any damage.
I agree. Our friend Brian, who we were discussing earlier, had the same situation. Yeah. He had that, the 5-2-5 haunted him for, like, he was stuck at that for well before the first time they nerfed his powers.
Wow.
And then one day when he was trying to get it, he was not able to get the progression reward that he expected. And it was a big debacle.
Wasn't that the one that he actually ended up getting by?
He did get it. He did write them a lengthy letter and said, here's my situation. Here's why I think I deserve these things.
I remember hearing about that when he was on the show.
So that's funny that you guys found yourself in a similar situation with Surgical Strike being with
him. He was my highest 4-star for so long, and I couldn't even use him. So thankfully, when championing came around, I was able to finally get him and then respec him to have that 5 black.
Yeah, that's extremely frustrating. That's got to be, I mean, in the same boat with Captain Falcon.
Yes.
Can't use him at all. But, yeah, did not have that problem with that one. And, I mean, he has been, like, my mainstay now. I have him at, like, 276, and I use him with Iron Fist a lot to just constantly pump out Surgical Strikes. If I don't have Iron Fist for some reason, I also like using him with my, even though he's not very high level, my X-Force Deadpool.
Very good. Yes.
Because you throw out all the countdown for what's and then use surgicals because countdown for what's get put on the enemy's strongest color and then you use surgical strike, which every time destroys all your countdown for what's. So it's a good combo. Unfortunately, that Deadpool is just not high enough level. You can't survive that long. But when you get it to work, it's a beautiful.
Right. I mean, it seems like almost, a hat on a hat. If you're hitting someone with surgical strike, if you also need to hit them with 5 countdown for what tiles and they're still not down, something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, the way I like to use it is hopefully that surgical strike is taken out the first person and then the next person gets all the other damage. Yeah, it does. Since it also works well on Galactus if you can get it off, but.
Sure.
I couldn't get it to happen very often on Galactus because he destroys so many tiles and is usually crippling. Deadpool before I can do anything. So, yeah, fantastic character in my opinion.
Absolutely. So there you are, X-Force Wolverine, brought to you by your Crone's Totem. Someone living nearby in a gingerbread's house? Purchase your Crone's Totem. Get her to move out.
Ian, let's start with you. What's dying on the vine?
Nothing at the moment.
What?
I've only got one. What? I mean, I don't even call it dying. I'm building up my ISO. And I'm either going to, again, with all this talk about not squandering your ISO champion, Ray.
Championing?
Thank you. All your 3-stars needlessly. I was thinking about doing Deken, but that's the only thing. I have no other covers. I have one Deken cover.
Who?
Dokken.
Who? Oh, the Dream Warrior.
Dakin?
Dokken, yeah.
The Dream Warrior.
The Dream Warrior.
Yeah. Wolverine Jr.?
Sure.
So that's it. Other than that, my roster is, clear of. When I went on vacation, I decided to champion Scarlet Witch, and sold everything else.
Well, Switch is awesome.
Yeah, she seems nice.
Ray, you got anything?
I got nothing whatsoever. My roster is perfectly clear. I am finally able to use the sell all button, and it makes me happy.
The only thing I got is I've got a purple Star-Lord I got out of the daily reward, which I can't do anything with because my Star-Lord has 5 purple. So I'm just kind of leaving it there in the hopes that I will suddenly get, 4 or 5 Star-Lord covers in the next, 10 days. Seems unlikely. Seems like he's probably getting sold for Azo.
Jason?
I like your method, though, of holding on to him just in case you happen upon...
You got a dream.
I did that for Falcon 4-star, held on during the Civil War since we got them as prizes, and I held on to him until the last couple of days and actually got a Falcon and was able to champion them. So that method sometimes works out, but in your case, it sounds like you're... Pretty lofty dream there. I am pulling for you, though. I'm pulling for you. I'll put up a dream catcher to hopefully you'll get your Star Lords. But I don't have anything dying on the vine right now. Like I said, I was fortunately able to finally collect my last century to champion him. And
oh, right. So yeah, absolutely. Your ISO management has been excellent lately.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. You don't have to catch them all. You can, you know, let some of them slip through the cracks, the three stars, to focus on the four stars. I've just been playing this game too long and have stumbled upon enough covers to fortunately be able to to champion them, but I wouldn't recommend doing it if you want to focus on four stars.
All right, what did anybody get for rewards this week? Anything exciting?
No.
So I got a couple things that I was happy with. I did get a Winter Soldier and was able to roster him. So now when I complete the simulator, I don't have to worry about whether or not I can roster him. I already had to take care of that. So that was good. And the other thing that I got, the other four star that I got is, and I had completely forgotten this when I said before, I had Captain Falcon at 450. I have him at 550 now.
Oh.
So I have 5 yellow, 5 blue, and none of the good red color. So he is going to be very frustrating for me very shortly.
Yeah, right? That's harsh.
That's a lot of 1,000 ISOs covers getting sold.
Yeah, I think it might be. But whoever, I don't know, do we have any idea, any of the three stars that might be able to give me a red one?
yes, it should be 3-star Falcon.
Yeah, I would think so.
Or Steve Rogers.
Yeah, Steve Rogers.
Yes. Yeah, both of them should.
Yeah, Sam Wilson 3-star gets me a yellow, so that won't be useful. And I think I already got, got Captain America's already passed it, so...
You only get one?
That I am aware of, yes.
Oh.
Oh, you get 3, but the first one is... the first one's at 180, level 183, right? And then the next one is 30 or 40 after that. So
yeah, 223.
There you go. It seems like a million miles away, really.
Craig, bring us home. We are way into the...
We're not done
up
yet.
All my bedtime.
It's time to open up tokens.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hit it.
What? I'm first.
Sure.
I'm not that ready.
I'm there. Should I go?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I have a latest Legends that I am opening up. It is a 4-star. It is a green X-23 holding back.
Oh, I like X-23.
Sure.
You hated her when she came out.
Yeah, the character is dumb, but I like it in the game. I don't need more Wolverines. We didn't need more Wolverines. Wolverines.
That brings me to 212 with her. I can still use all the covers they want to give me for her. So, yeah, that was a good open.
Yeah.
Sure. Here comes the latest Legend token. It is a 4-star cover of Hulkbuster.
Ooh.
Black Overdrive.
I was hoping we were all going to get red Captain Falcons just to irritate Ray.
That would have been super hilarious. Like, almost sad hilarious. Like, I'm comfortable with you know, some amount of abuse, but that would have really kind of bummed me out. Yeah, so now that's my most. Hulkbuster is at a 242. Moving on up.
Yeah, getting there. I'm going to spend 20 CP and get a classic legend here.
Ooh.
And it's a 4-star. Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh. I got to go do some math in a corner. Hold on.
So it's a blue Amadeus Cho?
It is a see the math of it Cho.
That's what you get for trying to rain on Ray's parade.
I have some CP built up. I like to hoard CP and tokens. So I actually have 3 latest legends and 87 CP, but I'll just open a couple. So do a latest legends here. So 4-star. Hey, it's a Nova. It's a black Nova. That can be useful. So let's see. I'll open up a classic legends for 20 CP. It is a 4-star. Thing. So the Yancey Street Special Green. So that's pretty useful. And one more just for good measure. And it's a 4-star. Black Hulkbuster, so that's good.
Ooh.
So it sounds like I did pretty well.
Yeah. No Cho.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody want to trade?
Ooh, man, that could be a nice feature.
Yeah, you're hoarding. I've currently, even at the 20 I spent, I still have 368 command points right now.
Wow.
Because I never have enough hero points to roster anybody, so I just sit on the command points.
That's a good idea, though.
So that's where I'm stuck. So, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my God, we're part of a podcast network. I think it's soon to be named. I think it is the soon to be named podcast network at soon to be named network.tumblr.com. You can check out a variety of shows, Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, the Fresher and Parlance Show, Prodigal Sons, The Prime Defective, the always enlightening profane arguments, and lastly, but certainly not leastly, Podvocacy, all available on the soon to be named network at soon to be named network.tumblr.com.
Oh, did you guys get to talk about Cryptozoic Jesus this week?
Yes, I did talk about my new nemesis from our outing, and we talked a little bit about cryptozoology and lots of other interesting topics, and I will rehash a topic that we discussed there just to tell our listeners about the Comic-Con that we went to since last show, where my son got to hang out with Gimli.
Yeah. We were, Ray and I decided to spend all of our dollars and get pictures taken with John Rhys-Davies. And while we're waiting in line, he was coming over to the booth where you got said picture, saw Ian's baby that we were hanging out with, and decided he was going to come over and play with said baby. And then all the adults that we were with stood there stunned. And not a single one of us took a picture or a video, anything of John Rhys-Davies playing with the baby.
We were completely stunned as well.
Yep, he was just there chatting him up. He was like, hello, young man. Nice to meet you. Do you like that?
It was super awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty excellent. It really made it for me. I didn't know how much joy I could get out of an Altoona Comic Con, but lo and behold, that really took it to the next level for me. So.
Well, you know, Salah is the best digger in all of Egypt.
He is. It got me. I'll go back next year.
And if you're ever getting dragged across the alternate dimensions,
he's a good professor to keep
professor
along with.
Professor can totally help.
Yeah.
But and he can also play with your ears and tickle your ribs.
He did molest you guys a lot during the picture taking.
But a super, super nice guy. Yeah. Shout out to John Rhys-Davies. All right. That's all we got for this week. Want to thank our guests for joining us. We really appreciate you helping us out, and we're glad you could come on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. It was really nice. And keep up the good work. And yeah, I look forward to listening to the podcast forever.
Well, I don't know if we can do it forever. That's a long time.
Well, when they start making 6 stars, you'll have to keep doing that. So
yeah, we'll have to reformat the whole show.
All right, 6-star Dazzler, here we go.
All right, maybe not the whole show.
That's all we got this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. find us on your favorite method of getting podcasts: iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, what have you. You can leave any comments or suggestions on the Discuss feature on our webpage, on the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. All these things are good for us. You can click on the Amazon banner on our homepage. You buy something there, we get some pennies. Or if you'd like to become one of our super sweet, awesome patrons, like Jason, click on the Become a Patron link on the homepage, and you can do your PBS pledge drive. Pledge some money, and if you get to level 2 or level 3 pledges, you can get a nice reward, like hanging out with some jerks for a couple hours and talk about this game.
We're really only jerks to each other.
That's only mostly true.
Right. We try to treat most other people courteously.
Yeah. Is that why I only get punched in the ribs?
Oh, man. Punching in the ribs is awesome.
Yeah. Here.
I really tried to cut back. I told you.
You did some. It was good. Nice. I think you're just getting revenge now, because I think Owen kicks you in the ribs. So that's how I'm getting my revenge, is that
through my son.
I'll get your son to beat you senseless.
It's withering abuse on me all day long.
He's like, oh, I'm wearing these shoes. This is a good idea to kick dad in the gut.
Yeah, absolutely. That's living.
So that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, arms are overrated. Just ask a soccer player. Good night, everybody.
Look at that. Wow. That was not in there.
That was not in there. He had to poo-poo on soccer at the last minute.
I always have to poo-poo on soccer. It's
you
the
do not. Play. It's no way. It's awesome. Everything's going on right now.
Yeah.
Copa America.
Four and a half hours of 1-0.
Oh, you're just like all the Moon Knight comics that you can comment on, which you've never read.
Never read one.
Yeah, the only time you've ever seen any soccer is when I leave it on your TV.
That's mostly true.
Exactly!
Because nothing happens.
Stop having an opinion!
Nope. That one Simpsons episode tells me everything I need to know about soccer.
You are allowed to comment on SNL, Puzzle Quest, Pittsburgh sports, and reality television. End of list.
I do love me some reality television.
Anywho, good night.
Good night.
Bye, friends.
We have outro music, right? Insert music here.
Maybe some Motley Crue.
Yeah.
With some squirrels going.
Yeah.
I typed up a few things just to keep myself on track. I tend to, well, my wife tells me anyway that I tend to ramble, so gotta try to keep my eyes on the prize here.
Yeah, man, the people who just like take this show and just take it off, it's ridiculous. Like, you just can't get ready to shut up some days. Like, it's just unbelievable.
No, it's all good. I'll try not to ramble, but I might.
All right, I like rambling. I'm all good.
You're a rambling man?
Yeah, buddy. Sing it! Yeah! Let's get more songs on this show.
I'm all for that.
All right. How do you want to be called on the show? Is Jason Jones okay, or do you want handle?
No, that's cool.
Okie doke.
You're one of the few people who use the same username, like, all over the place.
Yeah, I'm pretty imaginative.
I'm fine with that.
It's good for consistency on you know, everywhere. But
yes. Some people have one name in an alliance and another name on Reddit and another name in their email and then another name on the forums. And
like your boy Angry Salad, who has a name.
He's Bad a salad.
Different type of salad every week.
Yeah, but he's always a fruit salad.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if, were you guys playing yet when Colossus came out?
Yeah.
You remember when he first came out, his symbol was the hammer and sickle?
Sure.
And everybody freaked out on the forums.
Because he's a Russian guy, so...
Yeah, so they ended up changing it. And,
are we still frightened of Russians? Is this 1950?
I am scared of Dolph Lundgren on Rocky IV still.
I must break you.
Yeah, I'm scared of him.
So. He punches for over 2,000 PSI.
Yeah, that's correct.
Exactly.
So. No, normal box, I'll punch for 300 PSI. So I have a stronger punch for 2,000 PSI!